Detective, I didn't see you there. Did you want something? A second helping, perhaps? Oh, you're just checking up on me. How very sweet. But completely unnecessary. I'm fine. I'm golden. Magical. There's nothing wrong. Crying. Oh, Detective, who knew you could be so very fanciful? I'm just fixing my makeup. Our little tumble. Well, it left me quite the mess. Do you like this lipstick? It's so red, scarlet, naughty and decadent. Very aptly named, Scarlet Lady. Perfect for me, don't you think? It's very much my colour. Not so much yours. Yeah. I guess I wasn't the only one who got a little bit messy. Crying. Quite ridiculous. We both know that I'm not the kind of girl who would cry. What did you call me? A stone cold dame? Oh no, I wasn't insulted. Why would I be? We both know what I am. Are you scared I was going to run? Just going to disappear into the night? What would be the point? You would only find me. I mean, that's what you do. You're a detective. And a very good one. You found me once, and you'll find me again. If I run, which I won't. Because, as I said, what would be the point? Why are you being so nice? I'm just a job, remember? Find the girl. Complete the contract. And you found me. You enjoyed me. Call it a fringe benefit. A freebie. Oh, it's not like that. Of course it is. Don't try and make this some sweet fairy tale. It's not. I'm not a princess, and you're... well, you're not the hero of this story. You are a private detective. Grimy, smoky, half drunk. Oh, it wasn't an insult, Detective. I like you like this. It's honest. It's real. And there's not a lot of that in our world. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a game. We live in lies. But you are quite refreshingly honest. Black and white in our world of grey. Stop. Just stop. Don't be tender. Don't be sweet. Because I'm already screwed. Literally. Do you think I slept with you? Because I was trying to pull one over on you. Drug you. Make my escape. Oh, I wish I was that cold. I try to be that stone cold dame. I try. Because in this city, this wretched city, it's the only way you survive. The only way you don't get scarred. If you're cold, I see. Nothing touches you. Nothing leaves a mark. I try. And look where it got me. A mess. That is quite the understatement, Detective. Aren't you just an artist with words? Poetic. Tell me. When it's 3 a.m. and the whiskey has run out, do you write poetry? I think you might. You have a romantic heart. That is a bad thing in this city. Oh, you're not who I think you are. Then, if you're not the detective who took the job to find me and bring me back, then who are you? Oh, you're the one who's going to save me. No, Detective. You're the one who thinks they're going to save me. But actually, you're going to break my heart. You are. Oh, you would never do that to me. Would you know? You were right. I am crying. You're going to break my heart. Shh. You are going to break my heart. And it's going to be messy. It's not going to be the fleeting heartache. The kind of ache that can be drowned in gin and jazz. You are going to be the end of me. Because you're going to make me believe that I can be something else. Something more. You're going to make me believe in a happy ending. But this story won't have a happy ending. City. It is wretched. Ugly. Bloody. There is not a good heart in this city. Well, at least I thought there wasn't. And then you walked into my life. Well, kicked in the door, if we're being honest. Why couldn't you be like everyone else? Why couldn't you just be an ordinary private dick? No, not you. Under the grime, the smell of booze, cigarettes, there is. You're going to break my heart. I can feel it. I can feel it already. And it's ruining my makeup. Oh, if only they could see me now. The femme fatale. The English rose. You know, I was going to go home. I was going to go back to London. I didn't have a plan. I was just sick of it all. The mobsters, the gangs, corrupt police. I hate the city. I tried to not feel it. I tried to just be numb. But I can't. Because this, all this, the makeup, the clothes, the attitude. It's like your booze, cigarettes, your cynical demeanor. It's all just surface. We're not as cold and hard as we try to appear. Fuck. You are fucked. We both are. That first kiss. Oh, it was all fire and passion and hate and then it melted. Became something different, something dangerous, something. Oh, you have fucked me up. And no amount of gin or jazz will make me stop feeling this. I don't know you. I don't know your history. I don't know anything, and yet I know your heart. The way you say my name. That look in your eyes. The look that says that you want to protect me. I want to let you. I want to let you look after me. But that's a fucking fairy tale. Oh, you're so naive. It's endearing. What are you planning? Are you planning on telling them that you didn't find me? That the English rose has just disappeared? That won't fly. Because you're the best detective in the city. You're not scared to get your hands dirty. You're not scared of messy situations. And I know too much. I've seen too much. They think I'm going to use that knowledge, that I'm going to sing, that I'm going to bring them all down. I just want to feel clean again. This city just corrupts you. I didn't plan it, you know. I didn't mean to run. It was just another night. Jazz, gin, movers and shakers. Everyone having such a good time. Blood and guns. I couldn't breathe. Needed some fresh air, and then I started to run, and if I had planned it, I would have packed something. I just couldn't do it anymore. You know, there are so many girls who are jealous of me. The way they look at me. The way they court me. The way they want me. They look at me, hungry eyes, and I want to be me. They want that attention. They want their pick of the city's most. Powerful, let's say. Most powerful men. But they don't, not really. But this city, it gets inside you. It fills your lungs with its bitter, acrid air, and you just... I don't want it. I don't want to be... The English rose. What the fuck does that mean? Some status symbol. Having me on their arm. It's power play. Because that's all the city is. Constant fight to be on top. It's nice to be wanted. When there's nothing else, it's nice to be wanted. But I'm not a thing. I'm not a possession. I'm not the English rose. I'm honey. I'm not scarlet lipstick and smoky eyes, and I hate gin and I hate jazz and I hate the city and I don't want it. Something broke when they shot him. An honest cop. In this city, can you believe it? An honest fucking cop. Wouldn't take a bribe. Wouldn't be shamed. Wouldn't be manipulated. Just... He didn't belong here. No, it wasn't like that. He was my friend. An actual friend. He didn't want me. He didn't have an agenda. He liked tea. We would drink tea and talk. And they killed him. I was covered in his blood. I didn't realize. The club was so smoky and dark. And they were all laughing. It was hilarious. They were so big and clever and so, so satisfied. So proud of themselves. And they looked at me. And I laughed. I laughed with them. They killed my only friend. And that made something break inside me. Fractured. No, it shattered. And I couldn't breathe. I ran. And those fucking idiots. Those fucking idiots. They thought that I had been kidnapped. Stolen away. They thought that was a conspiracy. They all suspected each other. Because no one trusts anyone in this town. Of course not. Because that's not how we do things here. And then they hired you. That was unheard of. For them to work together. That was... You're special. You should feel really proud. I should feel proud. I'm the thing that made them do it. Oh, I'm so blessed. So... The best detective in the city, and you found me. Of course you did. It's what you do. And you should have just taken me. Taking me home. But you didn't. I slapped you. Scratched you. Never seen someone get so angry. Then you kissed me. Or I kissed you, and it was everything. All of the. Everything. Just. I wanted to take it all out on you. But then it became something else, and. You're going to break my heart. You are going to break my heart. And I'm okay with that. I'm happy. Because it's not. I'm breathing. I'm feeling I can breathe in this city. For the first time in years, I can breathe. So we're fucked. No matter what we do, no matter what you plan, no matter what clever scheme we are screwed. And I am ecstatic. They're not sad tears. They're happy tears. Who knew that happy tears could do such a job on your makeup? Did you want something to do? You want to save me. You want me. You have a good heart. You are going to break my heart. And I'm going to break yours. And there is nothing we can do about it. So just kiss me. Overwhelm me. Surround me. For tonight. Just let me have my happy ending. Before the pages get burnt. Before I have to breathe in the ashes. Before I can't breathe again. Oh, you have screwed me, Holy. Break my heart. Please, detective. Break my heart.